Now, look at this next slide. I have on that screen basically what I'm showing you here. The book of Revelation is kind of like one of those stacked doll sets. I remember when we went to Russia, they were called Matryoshka dolls or something, and you bought this big doll, wooden doll or plastic, and you lift the lid off, and there's another just a little bit smaller one inside, and you go, oh, it is a little different. So you take that one out and put the head on this one, and the second one, you lift the head off, and there's another one. And the more you pay for it, the more interconnected, kind of nested dolls there are inside of the original one. That's kind of what the book of Revelation is like. The book of the Revelation starts with this title deed taken from the right hand of the Majesty on High by the Lamb of God with seven seals. Remember, it's kind of like a roll of paper towel, and you couldn't start the roll until you broke the first seal. And when the Lamb broke that seal, it starts those judgments. But what's interesting is when you get to the seventh seal in chapter 8, verse 1, the seventh seal actually launches the first trumpet. See this? This launches this. And the seven trumpets, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and the seventh trumpet launches the first bowl. So it's like they're interconnected, all issuing from the holiness of God, exhibited in his wrath after demonstrating his patient love. And all of that issues into this mega destruction. Revelation 6 to 8, we see seven seals. Then come the seven trumpets in 8 through 11. Then the seven bowls in chapter 16. Basically, you see that we could say that the first 3.5 years of the tribulation would be about here. So it's the idea of 42 months here from the seals, and then in rapid succession from the midpoint, another 42 months, 3.5 years to the ending. And so everything about the book of Revelation is amazingly symmetrical. Seven seals, seven trumpets, seven bowls, 7 years in two halves, 42 months, 42 months to bring the culmination of the second coming of Christ and his rule on earth. Let's talk now about some of the things that everybody has heard in Revelation, those seals. In chapter 6, the first two verses is the conqueror. What we see in the beginning of the tribulation in this first seal is what you see on that slide on the far left, the white horse and the one who's coming. A crown was given to him and he went to conquer and conquer, verses 1 and 2 say. The second seal of the seven seals is the conflict on earth. Peace is taken and people kill one another, and a great sword. So there's a lot of unrest on the earth at the launch of the tribulation. The third seal is scarcity. Starting in verse 5, it's the black horse. You see the third one there from the left. And the black horse had a pair of scales, and he's talking about the starvation, scarcity of food. The fourth seal, which we already read, starts in verse 7, and he's the pale horse. And that's with that fourth seal right here is what we see happening with the beginning of the massacre that's going on in the earth. And so that is very, very much likely happening, as you saw in my little diagram, in the first half of the tribulation, a fourth of the people. But what's interesting is, as we'll see in a moment, how they die. And it says they die through Theron, which are kind of savage, vicious beasts. And some people thought, you mean lions, tigers, snakes? Well, it's interesting. This word is also very much used for microscopic and even smaller than microscopic, as in viruses, as in what we're seeing. And most think that COVID-19 It's just a foretaste. I mean, to have millions of people infected in such a short period of time, just think when a fourth of the earth is infected. The fifth seal is the cry of martyrs, and we saw yesterday in our class about the virus contact tagging that's going on with Apple and with Google. Well, there's going to come a time when the Antichrist, who shows up in the tribulation, is going to use the ability we have with computers to actually hunt down, and that fifth seal is martyrdom of every believer he can find. Either you deny Christ or you're a martyr. The sixth seal is interesting. Starting in verse 12 of chapter 6, it says there was a great earthquake. The sun becomes black as sackcloth of hair. The moon becomes like blood. Stars of heaven fall to the earth. The sky recedes. Wow, what's going on here? Well, it's basically a cosmic earthquake in which, in this series of events, 60% of people died.